Well, are you happy in the Lord tonight? Isn't it good to be in God's house? Sunday morning, Sunday night, doesn't matter which day or anything else, it's just good to be in God's house. I received a note from Brother Teddy, the one who works with us. You know, Teddy is like our son. Pastor Meter, you've got people in the church that's like that. And as time goes on, God just gives you people that maybe they're not your biological family, but boy, they are just so close. Amen. I mean, you know exactly what I'm saying. And oh my, Teddy sent me an email and he said, Brother Ray, a month ago, we showed the Jesus film. You know the Jesus film, right? Okay. So the Jesus film was shown in a little place called Awash. This was a month ago. And I think they had, I don't know, two saved, if I remember correctly, or something. But anyway, the story about that was they moved a man's furniture out of the house. The house was too small. They moved all his furniture out in the village. And then they got the people in. The people stood up and they made room for about 40 or 50 people in there. And I think two people got saved, and then hopefully they moved the furniture back in again. But anyway, it was in that setting that now a month or so later, Teddy said that one of the evangelists called him and said, oh, I just found out that after the showing of the film, there were four more people who got saved. And so it's just, it's amazing. You know, if we will just do the work, God will honor His word. Amen. It's true. He does that. I mean, it's not us. It's not the film. It's not whatever you do. It's the simple fact that God wants people to be saved. Amen. Let me show you something in 2 Peter chapter 3. And when you go there tonight to Pastor Donnie and Pastor Meter, I want to say thank you for letting Wanda and I come again tonight. It's always a blessing to be at Lakes Pond. I enjoy your church so much. Enjoy you people. And it's a privilege for us to be here. By the way, we got our first vaccination on last Wednesday on the 10th. And we'll get our next one on the 31st. And then we'll be ready to go back to Ethiopia. Be ready to go home. Ready to get a good cup of coffee. Ethiopia has the best coffee you could ever want. In the small little cup, the little Sini cup. And oh my, it's just fantastic. Anyway, love it. 2 Peter chapter 3. And if you'll look with me, please, I'd like to read from verse 3 down to verse number 14. And I'd like to take the thought out of 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish. This is the idea of missions. Now, we're discussing missions. We're in a missions mode. And that's what it's all about. Listen, we have a Savior who loves this world. Amen. Can I share something with you? Beresu yemiyaman hulu. Yezalalim hewit, and in oral, in G, in Ditefa, Exabier. I'm sorry, I got it confused. There's two languages there. Let me try it again. Ash ala ek habidinya, lita liben wahdini tio, bishko min yemen, biamayenta lifsh, is the ekolu, el hayatadeum. And then the other one that we're learning now. Beresu yemiyaman hulu. Oh my. No matter which language you use, listen, God loves this world. For God so loved what? The world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I've got a little Gideon Bible, the little brown New Testaments that you get now, or used to. And in it, it has John 3:16 in probably 15 or 20 different languages. No matter which language you use, brethren, it all means the same thing. God loves this world, and He wants people to be saved. Verse number 3, please. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth, standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Now, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to what? To usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Let's pray, please. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your precious word. Thank You, Lord, that You are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, Lord, bless us tonight, Lord. Help me to preach. Help our people, oh God, to listen. And Lord, may each one of us walk away from the house of God tonight saying it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, Father, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank You, Lord. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen. When you think of people, do you find this, that people laugh about the second coming? They laugh and they make fun. And, oh, we've heard that, Brother Ray, for years. Still hasn't happened. Well, Paul talked about it and it still hasn't happened. But it will happen. And it could be today, could be tonight, could be within the next second or millisecond. It could be any time, or it could be a lot of years away. I don't know, but God says for you and me to preach that He is coming and that we need to be faithful. Please, just notice what it says here. In verse number 3, scoffers walking after their own lust. I've heard people, we've got a funny man where we live over in Willimantic. We've got a lot of funny men in Willimantic. But anyway, this one particular one, he's a friend of mine. And he says, Brother Ray. Yes, Ernie. And he said, he's always saying, you know, you guys who believe in the pre-trib, he said, I'm praying for you. I said, I need your prayers, Brother Ernie. Thank you very much. And I'm thinking, Lord, have mercy. You know, this poor guy, he's a post-millennialist, and he's got all these weird ideas. But Ernie will say, oh, Brother Ray, I'm praying for you. Yes, Brother Ernie, thank you so much. I appreciate that. But just people who scoff at the rapture of the church, at the second coming, at the millennium, at everything, at heaven, at hell. Just scoff and make fun. But let me tell you something. Regardless of who it is, regardless of what they say, Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
And there is a heaven, there is a hell, there is a Savior, and you and I can be sure that God's Word is exactly what it says it is.
Amen.
So notice, where is the promise of His coming? Verse 4. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And it goes into some detail about the Old Testament. But then it comes down to verse 8. And this is where I have a couple of pictures to show you tonight. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. How many of you are in the winter time of life? I am. I know it. My pastor used to say, right? All the leaves are falling off the tree, and I'm one of the last ones left. I'm beginning to understand what he's saying. Hey, the seasons of life come. And no matter where you and I are in the seasons of life, that's dangerous. I could almost fall off that thing. But as fragile as I am, I might break something. But he would say, you know, life is short, right? While you have opportunity to serve the Lord. And you know, the reality of it is that we've got to. God says that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. You know, life is short. And James said it, when you breathe and you just, you see that little breath of air, that little vapor, it's gone. Boy, life is short. You know, Wanda has put up with me for 54 years. I've enjoyed our part. I don't know if she's enjoyed her part or not. No, she has. We love each other. We're like a couple of newlyweds most of the time. We love one another because Jesus brought happiness and peace into a troubled and broken home and gave us everything. Has he done that for you? Boy, he did it for me. He did it for her. But the years passed. They passed by so quick. I was thinking of our time over in Ethiopia. It's been over 16 years. Very soon it'll be 17 years that we've served the Lord over there. And someone says, well, how much more time do you have? Who knows? I don't know. But with what we've got to serve the Lord, regardless of what it is. But now, here we come to verse number 9, and then we'll show these photos. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Aren't you glad that God, He's just long-suffering, He's patient with us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It was on Thursday night that we had our Bible study over at Willimantic Baptist Church. And, oh goodness, I sit beside Michael, and he's sitting there, and I was sitting here, and Pastor Meter was there, and we had a few other men there. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, speak to Michael. And I said, Michael, I said, let me ask you. I said, what do you think about this thing of salvation and the Scripture and Jesus? And Michael said, this is okay. This is true.
And so I used one of the men as an example. I said, that man sitting right over there, one night he came in as a visitor. And I said, I asked him, Leonard, would you like to be saved? He said, I certainly would. And I said, Leonard, what'd you do? He said, I got saved. And Michael, I said, Michael, what about you? The pastor, he accepted the Lord Jesus as the Savior, and your pastor led him to Jesus Christ. Now that's what I'm saying. Listen, we don't know.
We have no idea of knowing how much time we have. We know that God is not willing that any should perish. We know that He wants people to be saved. And so we go, right? We go and we go and we go. Will all of them be saved? No, but some will. Can we have those two pictures, please? Well, that's yours truly behind the cross there. Our cross is just two sticks. That's Brother Teddy and Brother Ani with the speaker in his hand. We were out in a village, and the little village was an Ethiopian Jewish village. Ethiopian Jews. You've heard that in the past they airlifted quite a few of the Ethiopian Jews out of Ethiopia. Well, this was one of the villages. It's in a remote area. And can we have the other picture, please? As we preach the Word of God, 24 precious people came to Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think it was over a period of about 3 or 4 days. All had believed in the Old Testament, raised up in the Old Testament, and didn't know very much about Jesus, or some of the things they knew about Him were completely false. And we had the privilege of bringing those people to the Lord. And then, I think, it was a few months, I'm going to say maybe 6 months or so, one of our good, good pastor friends there, Pastor Burhana, he went to that village, and he led some more to Christ and baptized almost 50 adults in that one village. That's what missions is all about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, is it us and our ministry? No, no, no. It could be anyone. The fact of the matter is, He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, if you and I will just go, things will happen. Good things will happen. The adults and the children, there was a lot of them up on the hill, on the back there. And as they were seated up there, some of them were peeking through the bushes like this. And they didn't want to be seen. I don't know all the reasons why, but they didn't want to be seen. But they listened. And faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You never know. This was a village where the you can turn it off. It's fine. This was a village where we went, and as we were there, they showed me, they said, Brother Ray, we need to go into this house. And there was a woman there, and she accepted the Lord. But they said, she's got, they would say, a poison mouth. Where that just probably a lot of bad things came out of her. But boy, she was gloriously saved. This is what it's all about. Listen, God is not willing that any should perish. So let me share with you something. When you talk about missions, there's the giving, there's the people who go, and God blesses both of them. So God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, is that true over there?
Yeah.
Is it true in other countries?
Yes.
Is it true right here?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, look around for just a moment.
Look around for people. There's a lot of churches tonight that are not even having a church. A lot of churches tonight that are empty or almost empty. Your church is almost full on a Sunday night. You see, look, you are living proof that the God's Word works, that the Savior still works, that the Holy Spirit still works. You and I are living proof tonight that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants our churches full. He wants the work of God to go on, to continue, for us to be involved. I'd encourage you tonight, be involved in the Lord's work. Be involved. Brother Teddy and Brother Ani. Brother Teddy has been with us for almost 17 years. Brother Ani is probably maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe something like that. But Ani, let me give you an example. Ani came to us. He's sort of a short young man. He came to us and people said, Ani, he wants to be a pastor. He wants to be an evangelist. But he just doesn't have it. He can't do it. He came to us, went through our little Bible school. You know what happened? The young man that they said he can't do it made good grades. It wasn't A or anything, but he made good grades. And he went all the way through the course. And now, when we said we need a pastor, Ani's hand was one of the first ones to go up and said, Brother Ray, can I go? Can I go? By the way, that village, he was from this village. We had no idea he was from that village. And we found out a year or so later. This is why I'm saying, listen, God is willing to use anyone. God is willing to do that. If you and I would just give our hearts to Him, if you and I will just do what we can do. Here's something to think about. When Wanda and I got saved, we had no idea what God would do with us. You know, honestly. Brother Donnie, we just offered ourselves. That's all we did. We'd come up and say, Pastor, what can we do? How can we help? What can we do? And you know, we did all kinds of things. I mean, taught little classes and did bus work and all the things that a lot of times was there and was available. But one day the missionary came. And as the missionaries would come, when they would show the pictures, my heart would just break. And Wanda and I would cry and weep over the photos. And they would always talk about their people. And a lot of times when they would stop, do you remember the slides? Remember the slides? Yeah. Well, a lot of times they would stop at a certain slide and say, that's one of the ones we led to Jesus. That's one of the ones that, and they would talk about their people. And I didn't realize at that time that one day God would give me and Wanda our people. They're not Americans. They have different culture, different color of skin, different speech, different ideas about things, but they're God's people. And you know what? You've got brothers and sisters in Ethiopia that you've never met. You've got men and women over there that have come to Jesus the same way you came, by accepting Him as Lord and Savior and by repenting of your sins and by saying, the Lord, the Savior, my Savior, He loves me and He wants me to be saved and I accept You, Lord. And they came to Him the same way that You came. They don't have a comfortable building like this. They don't have a lot of the things that you and I have. And they walk a lot in a lot of different things. But they're our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And they're our people, and our hearts just break sometimes when we see the pictures and see the different ones, because they're the ones that God has put in our hearts. Do you understand that? When somebody puts something into your heart, oh my goodness, it just changes everything. It's not just someone out there. No, it's that one, and there's a story behind him, there's a story behind her. Have I told the story in here about Bella and Leul? Bella is a young, single mother. Her, not husband, but the father of her child, he left almost at the birth of the child. And that happens a lot in Ethiopia. And it's happening here in America a lot now. And it's not good, but it happens. Hey, you don't kick out someone because of sin. Amen. She came to our church and she looked at me and she said, Pastor, she said, I can't come. And I said, why? She said, I've got problems. I wanted to talk to her, and there's a stigma attached to the single mother. The father's gone, and you're raising a baby by yourself, and you know, how faithful will she be to God, and she'll be looking for a husband, all this kind of stuff. I mean, every kind of idea you can throw out is there, placed upon these dear women. And the little baby, just a baby, I said, what's his name? Leul, it means prince. Leul is just as dark as that wood on the communion table. And always dark. And his eyes, they're big. And his smile, he just lights up the room. Where if he walked in here tonight, everybody in this room would know him after 5 minutes. I mean, he is a prince. He really is. Last year he came to Jesus. He's 9 years old now. And he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. I was disappointed. I wanted to win my grandson to Christ. He's not really my biological grandson, but he sure is in every other way. But his mother led him to Jesus. And I forgave her for that, and it's okay now. But boy, he completes our home. Oh my. We've gotten in so much trouble in my home. Wanda will throw us out at least 2 or 3 times a week. We'll get in there and play and do everything in the world and get out of here, all of you. She'll throw us out. Me and Lula and the dogs. So what I'm saying is God loves people. And the woman who is a single mother, who had the stigma attached to her, now conducts the ladies' meetings once a month, doesn't she, Wanda? And a dozen ladies will gather around, and they will invite lost people in, and she'll encourage those ladies. And it's because Wanda, caring enough not to say, I don't know about her. We've had this one and that one and they failed us. Maybe this one will be just a statistic. Hey, listen, every one of us could be a statistic, but God sees value in our lives. Every single one of us. You and I have value, not because of ourselves, because of what Jesus can do. And now Bella is one of the most important. I shouldn't say that. She's a very important lady in our church and very faithful and loves God. And I wish we had a church full of Bellas and Leuls. And Leul will bring his little friends to church. And oh, I could tell you story after story about the little ones that come to Christ. And they begin to grow up. And the first thing you know, they're on a keyboard. You don't have a keyboard, but they're on a keyboard and they're playing. And next thing you know, they're doing a special in the church. And just like the girls here, like you, sweetheart, and your sister, I guess. Where is she? Oh, back there? Okay. Over there. Okay. But do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, listen,
God wants people in His church. Brethren, listen. We can give, and we're still part of missions. We can go, we're still part of missions. It takes the givers, it takes the goers, it takes the ones who will pray. We sing the song about little as much when God is in it. And sometimes we're at a point in our life to where that we can't go anymore. To where that maybe we can't give like we at one time that we did. You can still pray. And you can still be a prayer warrior where that your prayers support those who give and who support those who go. We can all be involved. And I'd encourage you, be involved. In our little church that Wanda and I got saved in, oh my goodness, when we were there, we were giving $1 a week to missions. Yeah, I really thought it was something. I was awful with when it came to money. But God got a hold of my heart. And when He, remember when we used to carry our wallet back here? Well, some people still do. We don't anymore because we live in Ethiopia and they can grab that wallet. So I carry it up here now. But my pastor used to say, Brother Ray, there's a string from the heart back to the wallet. I know what he's saying. Well, when God got a hold of my heart, got a hold of my wallet as well. And you know what? It wasn't so hard to give anymore. Brethren, listen. Learn the grace of giving. Because you have a Father and a Savior in heaven who loves this world, who gave Himself so that they could be saved. And He's not willing that any should perish. He's willing to use any one of us. And if you and I will give our heart to Him, our finances to Him, give whatever health and strength we have to Him, you know what? He'll use it. He will use it. I'd encourage you tonight. What does God want you to give? What does He want you to give? If you have strength, give it to the Lord. If you have a mind, if you have a mind, give it to the Lord. If you have finances, give it. You know what? You'll never regret what you give to the Lord. I've got two of the most beautiful red-headed granddaughters you could ever have. But oh boy, are they on them. Oh my goodness. They take after their grandmother. But I love them to pieces. But you know, they're always asking me, Pop, when are you going to retire? Pop, you can't go again. No, don't go again. And it's always that. And one of them, her name is Galen. I said, Galen, one day we were alone. And I said, Galen, sweetheart, I said, I need to talk to you. She said, what about it? I said, you're always asking me to retire. I said, do you want to break my heart? No. I said, listen. I said, it's God who led us. And it's God who will take us off the field when He's ready. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Minnie. And she said, oh. Hey, listen. It may be that the problems you and I face are within the family, the church, the circle of friends that are close to you. But there's a God in heaven who says, I will tell you when it's time. I will tell you when to go or when to leave or when to stay. I'm so glad we serve a Savior who loves us. He wants the best for us. The last 30 years, Wanda and I have been on the mission field. You know what? They're the best 30 years that I could ever want, that I could ever hope for. Have I missed family? Yeah. Missed graduation, missed marriages, missed children being born and stuff? Yeah. Yeah, it all hurts. I'm hey, I'm just as human as the next man. I know, and Wanda and I, we feel the pain when family, you weren't here, you didn't see it. No, but I'm here now, and not the same. I know. I understand completely. I want you to know something. There's a God in heaven who understands that as well. And whether you're here or whether he has you over there somewhere or anywhere for that thing, if God has you in a place, he has his blessings and his will upon your life right there. Be content with it. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. When you and I look at the photos and we see things about this is going on, that's going on, you can honestly say, I have a part. If you're involved in missions, whether it's praying, whether it's giving, whether it's going, makes no difference. We're willing to go. You folks are willing to send. Prayer opens up the doorway. How do you think these people get saved? Oh, we go and we talk and we witness and Teddy and Ani and all the others. But you know what? It's the prayers of God's people. How could we go if you didn't sing? So tonight, can I ask you to do this? Honestly consider something. What does God want me to do with my life for missions? Does God want me to go? Then, my friend, if you become president of the United States of America, you'd be a failure. Somebody would say, I don't want to be president of the United States of America. I can understand that. But what I'm saying is you could reach the pinnacle. Would that be the right word? You could reach the success point, and boy, you could be, I've done it. Uh-huh. But if God had called you to go to the field somewhere to serve him, and you got to that, you're the loser, my friend. You're the loser. Financially, people are always saying, save up, save up, save up. You never know. Buy gold, buy silver, buy this, buy that. You know, I would encourage you, invest in the kingdom of God. Do you remember Matthew 6:33? Someone help me with this. Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be what? Added unto you. But seek ye first. Okay. So, investing? Investing in God's kingdom? Oh, listen. I've shared this with you before, probably. But over in Ethiopia, here's what they'll do. Out in the countryside, they'll raise one hand and they'll say, Pastor Don, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. The second hand, they'll raise it up and they'll say, I renounce the devil. And with both hands, I surrender my life to him. To shout, I guarantee you. Oh man, cry, weep, your heart just. Have you ever had your heart just break for joy? Have you ever just had it to where you just, your heart just breaks and say, oh God, don't do anymore? And it, man, you're just full of joy and happiness and peace. Oh, listen, that's what it's all about. And the people who pray and the people who give and the people who go share together. You know, the Bible says we're co-laborers together. We're involved in this work together. We're not alone. Oh, I hate it when people, they have the idea, well, if I go, I'll just be alone. You're never alone. Jesus Christ is there with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's what he said. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I are not alone. That is a lie from the devil. And I talked about our family. Hey, listen, family is important. But you know what? I found out something. Brother, when they get older, they have their own lives. And grandparents, they are just, they're there. And grandma and grandpa, you make sure that you're there when I have the time to come and see you. Whoa. Uh-huh. And you just wonder, you know what? I might as well be on the field serving the Lord. Don't misunderstand that. You may have a different situation. You may have to work there with you 24/7. I don't know if I'd want mine 24/7 or not. Your situation might be a little different than other people's. But the point is that, hey, our lives are not centered around them. And if it is, it's centered on the wrong thing. It needs to be centered on Jesus Christ. And when it's centered on Him, guess what? He will make the other things work and the jigsaw puzzle comes together. Oh, serving the Lord is worthwhile. If I can encourage you to do anything tonight, do this at the invitation time this evening. Please, please do this. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what about me? 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 Brother Ray, I'm too old. Brother Ray, I'm too young. Brother Ray, I'm too poor. Brother Ray, I'm too busy. Brother Ray, I'm too... Yeah. There's something wrong, all right. None of us are too old. None of us are too young. None of us are too busy. None of us are too poor. None of us are too whatever. It's the simple case that you have not said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And whatever He says, just do it. Amen. And you know what will happen? You'll find the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord with all your heart. Oh my goodness. There's a song that says, I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent, I think I'll get it wrong here in a minute. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. This a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. Do you have it tonight? Do you have that? Oh, listen, friend. There's a life that is far above the average. It's when you give it all to Christ. And you say to Him, Lord, whatever I've got left, take it. Use it. I want to be used. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to live a mediocre life. I just don't want to. I would pray that for you tonight. Oh, don't live just an average life, mediocre life. Don't do it. Oh, jump in with both feet and just do it. And whatever God tells you to do, just do it. Will you make some mistakes along the way? I'm sure. But the point is, you'll be in God's will. Just do what He tells you to do. You know what? You'll find that the scoffers and all the rest of them will one day look and they'll say, you were right. People may scoff and they may say, oh, you've preached about heaven and hell and all of you. You've preached about the Lord's return and He hasn't come and all blah, blah, blah. But one day, my friend, when they die, they'll realize it is all true. They won't be laughing and scoffing in hell.
all listening. Let's be committed believers of Jesus Christ. And let's just do everything that we can do for Him. Give all we can give. Can I share a blessing with you? One that we came back and I'm always a planner. I'm always trying to plan things. And we planned in 2020, I think, 4 different occasions to go back to the field. Guess what? None of them worked. Not a single one of them. So 2021 came. Okay, now, boy, new year. Guess what? We're still here. And you know what? Souls have been saved almost every month, haven't they, Mom? Brother Ray, 4 were saved. Brother Ray, 6 were saved. Brother Ray, 5 were saved. 14 were baptized. And I'm saying, wow, man, they're doing better with me being over here than when I was over there. But I don't want to miss out on the blessings. I want to be involved in it. Hey, that's what it's all about. It's where your heart is open to the Lord. You say, Lord, I don't want them to have all the fun. I don't want them to have all the blessings. I want to get involved in it. Oh, listen, my friend, please, get involved. We ask the Lord, please, give us our vaccinations, so our COVID vaccinations, so that we can go to the field. And I had spoken to a woman on the phone, and she said, okay, she said, my computer's kind of messed up. But she said, you're in, don't worry about it. Okay. And we waited and we waited and we waited, no confirmation. We waited and we waited and we waited, no confirmation. Hey, Lummy. Man, we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and the 9th of March came. Next morning, the 10th afternoon, we're supposed to get our vaccination. Oh boy, we're going to East Hartford, and I said, Wanda, I don't know. She said, maybe it was a janitor who walked by and just answered the phone and said, hello, this is Bubba, can I help you, you know, or something. I mean, we didn't know who it was. And so we got there, and all of a sudden there's all these cars, people everywhere, and people are getting shots in the left arm. And I said, praise God, Lord. I said, and Pastor B, this is exactly what I said. I said, I'm sorry, Lord, for doubting you. And how many times have we just doubted our hearts? I can't do it. Brethren, we can. Oh, please, trust the Lord tonight. Trust the Lord in everything that comes up in your life. Trust Him. You know what? You'll never regret it. God bless you. Let's pray, please. I want to ask you to do this tonight now. The Scripture says in Acts chapter 9, Lord, what do you want me to do? Can I ask you to ask that tonight? Lord, what do you want me to do? And then, just do it. Lord, what do you want me to do? Giving? Give. God's never going to take your money and not replenish it in some way. He's never going to do that. Pray. Yeah, just pray. Pray for us. Pray for your other missionaries. Pray. Pray for your pastors. Pray. And go. Go to your friends. Tell them about the Lord. You'll never regret it, my friend. Never in a million years.